We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Road. Push it to the Port of Miami.
Welcome back to the Joe Rose Show. Hollywood and Dono in for Joe here this morning. Let's head right out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We welcome in our friend from Bally Sports, Eric Reed, will be on the call tonight for Heat and Cavs. Eric, thank you for the time. As always, appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Joe let you guys take the car out without him, huh?
Huge mistake on his part, Eric.
Yeah, it's been ugly so far, but we're happy to have you, Eric, here. Hopefully you can help us out and clean this thing up here. We've been going through a lot of Jets talk. We got Vlad back there.
16 degree. I'm sorry, go on.
No, we've been talking Jets football here this morning because Vlad back there is a New Yorker. He's trying to figure out the quarterback situation, so maybe you could help us with that at some point during this interview here, who the starting quarterback for the Jets is going to be next season.
Anybody other than Zach Wilson would be fine with me.
There you go. That settles it. So, Eric, you're in Cleveland here as the Heat gets set for this one. The Cavs have been a great story this season. Before we jump into the Heat here, they get a tough matchup here in this Cleveland Cavaliers team.
Yeah, you know, it's a matchup of the top two defensive teams in the NBA in terms of points allowed. Cavaliers give up just under 107. Miami gives up just over 108, so it should be fiercely contested. Now, this is the second matchup that Miami's had with the Cavaliers. They've both been in Cleveland. The first one was back in late November, and it turned out to be the worst loss margin-wise of the season, lost by 26. But I just want to remind everybody, the Heat were without Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and Victor Oladipo in that matchup. Listen, it was a bad way to start the road trip, you know, Sunday afternoon, losing to a Charlotte team that is not very good, and the Heat defense was also not very good in that game. But this team comes off, I think, a really important film session that they had with their coaching staff yesterday, and I think they came out of that with, you know, at this point, you know, right? But I think an even more clear understanding that the only path to victory and to playoff success is, you know, on the defensive end. And if, you know, the Heat have already established themselves as one of the most disruptive defensive teams in the league. That, you know, they're second in steals, they're two or three in forced turnovers. And for a team that's still at the bottom of the heap in scoring in the league, Miami's last in the league in scoring, they need points off turnovers. They need their defense to help the offense as much as any team in the league does, because Miami just can't get into, you know, a shootout and prevail on most nights. So I think the rest of this trip, you know, the level goes up competitive wise, you know, three really good teams in Cleveland, New York and Milwaukee all on the road. But I think we're going to get three really good games beginning with the game tonight.
And Eric, for as tough as Sunday was against Charlotte, big picture recently, the Heat have been trending upwards and the team has also been getting healthier. So how important is that going to be for the next couple of months? And I'm sure that, you know, things can happen and maintenance games are going to happen between now and the postseason. But, you know, to keep this nucleus healthy together, because, you know, really that preferred starting lineup has not played with each other a whole lot. So how big is that going to be the rest of the way?
Well, it's really important. I mean, you know, we haven't had that continuity, you know, and the Heat's not alone with that. I think, you know, it's sort of an epidemic in the league. You know, a lot of missed games by all kinds of players, the most important ones to, you know, through the roster. So continuity, having your best players available is obviously important. Keeping Jimmy Butler and Bam healthy of paramount importance. You know, I think, you know, Jimmy's missed his share of games this year, you know, but then again, so is Kevin Durant, and he got voted onto the All-Star team. So I think if you study what Jimmy has done in the games he has played, it's one of his best seasons that he's ever had. You know, career high in steals per game, career high in field goal percentage, one of his highest scoring seasons at 22 points a game. You know, he's leading the league in steals right now at over two a game. He's the tip of the spear defensively. You know, him and Bam are tone setters. But what I think has been interesting, guys, lately is, you know, last year the three-point shot was such a strength for Miami, number one in the league in three-point percentage. This year they have really, really struggled. And you know, in Bam and Jimmy, you know, two of your three most dynamic scorers, they're two-point getters, not threes. So I don't care about that. I, you know, when you add it up, as long as you have enough points to win at the end of the game, but the one game you can't continually lose is getting out three night after night, because it mathematically is just hard to overcome that.
Eric Reed here with us on QAM, Heat and Cavs tonight at 7 o'clock. You know, Eric, Bam, I feel like sometimes doesn't get the credit that he deserves. He's been spectacular this season. He has improved his offensive game. I mean, it really seems like, you know, from the outside looking in, that he put in a ton of work, especially on the offensive side of the ball here. Defensively, he's always been an elite player. But I don't know, Eric. I feel like he doesn't get the credit that he deserves sometimes.
I think he does locally, Hollywood, not nationally, but I agree with you. You know, I nobody's mentioning this. I saw social media for the Heat picked up on it this morning. He should be in the running for most improved player in the league. He's always been a force defensively, but when you add him now as a solid 20 point per game guy, so I think this is what we're going to see from Bam the rest of his career: 20 and 10 and three assists and, you know, a guy that guards everybody on the defensive end. I personally, listen, his offense, it's not where he shoots from. It's how many shots he's going to get. And I think he's become, you know, if not the focal point, certainly one of them. Get the ball to Bam in the painted area, whether it's right under the rim or at that dotted line where he's terrific, or inside the foul line. He scores everywhere in there. He's the top paint point getter in the NBA this year. And, you know, that work he put in the offseason, don't think he rests during the season. He is meticulous in the way he prepares and warms up. All those shots you see him make in games, he's working on every single day with assistant coach Malik Allen and on his own. So to me, he's worth his weight in gold, guys, because when you have a star player, and he's still young, in his mid-20s, who really is mostly concerned, you know, about winning, and does anything he can do to help his team win, and is coachable, and is intelligent, and is a great person. I'm telling you, every franchise wishes they had somebody like Bam Adebayo. The Heat very fortunate to have drafted him. One of the best mid-round, first-round picks they've ever made.
Yeah, I saw some good news this week on the injury front for Omer Yurtseven, reportedly cleared for high-impact work. You know, I'm sure that they're going to take his time working his way back, Eric, but is there anything you can tell us about the timetable? And also, you know, it's been a while since we've seen Yurt on the court. What can he add to this mix?
Well, I think he could add a lot, Dono. I really do. I mean, when the Heat went to training camp in the Bahamas this year, you know, there was a strong sentiment that he would be the guy that opened up in that front court alongside Bam Adebayo. Remember, that four spot was vacant, you know, when P.J. Tucker left, and, you know, Caleb Martin ended up winning it. But Yurt would have given him strong competition and would have given the coaching staff another option and set of choices, you know, for a bigger lineup. And, you know, listen, we got Cleveland coming up next. They got Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. You know, the Knicks, when Mitchell Robinson was healthy, they got a 7-foot center in Robinson and a big, burly, strong forward in Julius Randle. There are plenty of teams that, you know, are big up front. Milwaukee, Giannis and Lopez. So you need bigs. And even though the league has gone more to stretch fours, you know, I think in some ways it's reverting back the other way, where you need to have at least two bigs that you could put on the court at the same time. And Yurtseven, I think, can do that. I think he could give you, you know, that Kelly Olynyk type effect next to Bam. He's got good range on his jump shot. He could really help the Heat on the glass. I think we all saw last year that he's sort of a natural and instinctive rebounder. And I'm looking forward to his return. When that will be, I don't know. You know, the initial prognosis was after the All-Star break. And I think that's accurate, whether it's right after or early in the month of March. That remains to be seen. But if you can get that kid back healthy and productive, you know, the Heat would be that much deeper and better for it.
Eric, you mentioned the Knicks, and Miami gets the Knicks coming up here later this week. Do you feel like that's a rivalry still? We were kind of talking about that Heat-Knicks thing, and to me it kind of feels like it's Heat-Celtics now, like the Celtics would be the Heat's top rival, but you've been around it so long. Can that Heat-Knicks thing, can it get rekindled here now that the Knicks are over 500 for the first time in like 20 years? Like, is that possible?
It is probable, is what I would say. But listen, Hollywood, I think you're right in the sense that right now, you know, the current rivalry is Miami and Boston. You know, meeting two of the last 3 years in the conference finals will fan the flame of a rivalry. So the Heat-Knicks thing is sort of like a history lesson for the younger Heat fan. Those two teams met four straight years in the playoffs when Pat Riley, you know, brought South Florida, our first contending NBA teams. And I think we'll always feel that sense of what could have been. Those teams led by Alonzo Mourning and Tim Hardaway, P.J. Brown, and Mashburn of Ashawn Leonard, really gutty, gritty, hard-nosed teams that never got a chance to play for a championship. And why didn't they get that chance? Because in three of those four series, got beat by the Knicks, lost the deciding game in Miami in all three of those series. The only series Miami won was in 97 when they advanced to the conference finals for the first time in our franchise history. So it's an old rivalry. It's about to be rekindled because there's only one game separating Miami and New York. And, you know, they're both going for that number six seed right now. And I think at the minimum, that's what everybody wants. That's what Miami and New York both want, at least number six, because that guarantees you you're in the playoffs. 7 through 10, you got to go into that crazy play-in round where you may or may not make it to the playoffs. So we still have four games left between Miami and New York. The first one is Thursday night at Madison Square Garden. To me, if you're an NBA fan, that is must-see viewing. I think those four games are all going to feel like playoff games. They're all going to be meaningful, and I do believe it will rekindle that Heat-Knicks rivalry.
And that rivalry, Eric, that walk down memory lane, it's a welcome one for me because those series are, even though the Heat unfortunately didn't come up on the winning end of most of them, those series really made me a basketball fan because at that time I was, you know, football and soccer guy, and that just made me more of a basketball fan. And for you, obviously, you've had a chance to call three championships, so I don't know if it compares to that, but I'm guessing that era of Heat-Knicks must have been some of the most fun you've had as a broadcaster.
Absolutely. Listen, I grew up in the New York area. My first life in the NBA was as a kid going to Knick games with my dad. I was at the Garden when the Knicks won their first championship, that famous game where Willis Reed came out of the tunnel against the Lakers in the 69-70 season, scored the first two baskets, didn't score again, and you know, got to see the Knicks win their first of only two NBA championships. So to relive that, always special going back to the Garden. But those series, those games were so intense. And I think they, you know, in 97 when the Heat won, listen, it was so memorable. The P.J. Brown, Charlie Ward incident, the Heat down 3-2 and going to New York in a must-win game six without P.J. Brown, who got suspended. And Ike Austin ends up, you know, making big plays. Zoe hits a three near the end of the game. I mean, one of the great road playoff victories in Heat history. Led them to a game seven win at home. But those other three series that would follow, I mean, there's not a Heat fan that's old enough that doesn't remember exactly where they were and how they felt when Allen Houston's shot went in to beat us at Miami Arena, or when you know, Clarence Weatherspoon got his shot blocked, at the American Airlines Arena in a Game 7 loss in, in 2000. So joy in the victory and utter agony and pain in those three elimination defeats. It's a part of Heat history, and I think an important part, guys, when you consider the usual path to winning a championship includes getting your heart broken several times in the playoffs before you break through.
That's great, Eric. What a great trip down memory lane there, man. I was at that game, that Weatherspoon game.
Oh, no way.
Game seven. Yeah, those were fun, man. Those were really fun. I loved those teams, by the way. Those teams were so lovable, weren't they, Eric? I mean, just all the characters on those teams were so easy to root for.
Yeah, you know what we need? We need a little of that 96-97 Road Warrior mentality. Mm-hmm. We need a lot of that defense against a really good Cleveland team tonight. And just get back to the basic principles of what's made the Heat different and special for all these years that Pat Riley's been running the show.
It's a great matchup tonight, Eric. Cleveland and Miami. You can catch that, of course, on Bally Sports down here in South Florida. Eric Reed will be on the call. Eric, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right, let's put a little roadblock in front of Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, get a road win, and move on to the big city. Guys, thanks for having us on, and say hello to Joe for me.
Will do.
Thanks,
all right, Eric Reed,
of
course, a great friend of the show here, kind enough to join us here this morning as the Heat gets set to take on the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.